Hi there, I'm Vincent Boss and I provide dating and self-improvement advice. And in today's podcast, we're going to be discussing no contact rule, theme park feelings. So before we get into the podcast, I just want to let you know about my website, dateme.tips. That's www.dateme.tips. Do you need help trying to save your crumbling relationship? Would you like advice on how to try and get your ex back? Or maybe you need an action plan on how to try and get a girlfriend or boyfriend? I provide email coaching on all of these subjects and can help your specific situation. Visit my website dateme.tips to find out more details. That's www.dateme.tips. You will also find on my site the books that I've written, my clothing range, and other information. So now let's get back into today's podcast, and today we are discussing no contact rule, theme park feelings. So the no contact rule is something I suggest you implement if you have been dumped and want to try to get your ex back. There are many different versions of a no contact rule that you can find online, and I suggest that you subscribe to my podcasts so that you can familiarise yourself with my version, because I believe that my version of a no contact rule gives you the best possible chance of trying to get your ex back. But people might be wondering, what type of feelings am I going to go through if I implement the no contact rule? What am I going to be feeling as I try to push on with the challenging yet beneficial no contact rule? And I like to compare it as an analogy with a theme park. So I'm going to explain three reasons why I believe that the no contact rule gives you theme park feelings. So number one, you feel excited but nervous when you start. So when you come across my version of a no contact rule, you are probably going to be feeling a little bit of excitement, a little bit of a buzz, because all of a sudden you've got that boost of hope that you might actually be able to do something to increase the chance of your ex reaching out to you. Now, there is no 100% guaranteed way for you to get back with your ex, but you can increase the chances. So when you find out about my version of a no contact rule, you will have that excited feeling, but then quickly the nerves will also kick in. So that excited but nervous feeling could also be compared to when you're about to go on a roller coaster. Maybe you're in the queue and you're in the lineup and you're about to get on, and you've got that excited but nervous feeling. And I would say that the start of a roller coaster, when you're about to get on, when it's about to start, is very similar to when you start my version of the no contact rule. So now let's get into point number two, and that is having roller coaster mood swings. So if we're going to say you're going through a roller coaster of emotions, you'll probably know what I mean. You're having the ups and downs, you're having the feelings of highs and lows and everything in between. And just as a roller coaster goes up and down, and the inversions and the loops and the spins, this is how you're going to be feeling when you're going through the no contact rule, because you're going to be having moments of positivity, moments where you're feeling down because you've not had the contact that you hope, because ultimately the no contact rule might take days, weeks, months, a year, or it might never work, okay? But you will have those moments of when you're really starting to feel negative about things, because you're going to be hoping that you hear something straight away, and that is unlikely. It is unlikely that it's going to be days and weeks, maybe months is often the most regular time period, but you just never know. Every situation is different. But when you do get that contact, all of a sudden the euphoria that you feel, it's just like when you're on a roller coaster and you're doing those loops and you're feeling like you're on top of the world. But then maybe you won't hear anything again for a few weeks, and you're starting to feel a little bit down, you're starting to feel confused. And these roller coaster emotions, the roller coaster mood swings, are what I suggest is the second point of the no contact rule theme park feelings. So, number three, and the final part of today's podcast, is there'll be times where you feel sick and you want to stop the experience. So when you're on a roller coaster, there is often a time where you start to feel a bit sick and you just think, gosh, you know, if I could get off now, I would. If I could press a button to stop this roller coaster, I would get off right now. And the no contact rule is the same. There could be times where you feel like you just want to give up on it, or you just want to reach out to your ex. You just want to stop the process, stop the self-improvement, stop all the other things that I suggest in my podcasts and in my books that I've written. And you just want to stop it and you want to reach out to your ex. You want to do what you're feeling, which is to contact your ex, even though they dumped you. And I always suggest that if you've been dumped, you should never contact your ex unless your ex contacts you first, because ultimately they made the decision to end the relationship, so they need to make the decision that they want to talk to you again, because they need to grow romantic attraction for you, emotional attraction, and it's got to be organic, it's got to be real, it can't be persuaded, it can't be begged, it can't be pleaded, it's got to be real. So if you just reach out to your ex, then they're not ready. They are not ready for you to reach out. If and when they are ready, they'll reach out to you. They made the decision to end the relationship. They need to make the decision to start to communicate once more. So if you're ever feeling those sickly feelings that you just want to stop no contact, you really need to be thinking about what I've just said and realize that it is very unlikely to work if you reach out to your ex, because ultimately all that is doing is showing that you are ignoring their feelings, you are ignoring what they have said, and you're not respecting their decision to end the relationship. So you're not respecting what they said, and you're also coming across as very low value by being needy, and you're just kind of begging almost for them to get in contact. So that's not going to help. You know, you're already low value. Unfortunately, that is the reality. You are low value in their eyes, and that is why they dumped you. So you do not want to become even lower value by begging, pleading, and just trying to reason with your ex, even though in their mind, they had a very rational decision for ending the relationship. So you're probably going to be going through these feelings of feeling sick and wanting to stop no contact, stop the experience. If you haven't heard from your ex in a lot of weeks or maybe a number of months, then, you know, you're probably going to be having those feelings, but you need to push on. Like, what is the alternative? The alternative is to contact somebody who has already told you they don't want to speak with you. That is not going to help matters. In most instances, that is going to make things worse. So even if you are going through the sickly feeling, you want to stop the experience, you have no alternative. It's like being on a roller coaster. You can't press a button to stop it. You can't jump off. You've got the safety harness on. You just need to go through it, go through the rest of the ride, go through the rest of the experience, and then see how you feel at the end. And if you do everything right, there is a fantastic chance that one day your ex will reach out to you. But it doesn't always happen, you know. I don't sugarcoat things. I do show the reality. And you might get off this ride and you might still not be feeling great because they never contacted you. You know, it might get to the stage where you realize they're never going to contact you again. And by this point, hopefully, you are already integrating with new people. You're going through self-improvement. And by that point, by the time you've realized they will probably never contact you again, you're most likely going to be a version 2.0 of yourself anyway, and probably speaking with new people. So if you think of it that way, if you don't get your ex back, you will find an even better connection. So with or without your ex, you will have a positive future.